Jackson of the International Secret Police. Steve and Clint in Hong Kong about to raid the Siang Tunnel, which the Octopus planted with dynamite charges, and with Barney Dunlap 200 miles up the Siang with Bob Gilmore in quest of Marsha Winfield, the criminal is more than pleased. Now that the members of the secret police are separated, he believes that he will be better able to destroy them and makes plans accordingly. First, giving Splinters, the renegade aviator, orders to fly Marsha into Tibet. Meanwhile, Barney and Bob are flying to where Bob glimpsed the girl.
We ought to be near that house, Bob. Don't take long to fly over 30 miles in this plane.
It's up there ahead, Barney. See that shack standing by itself?
That place? You mean to say they stuck Marsha away in a rat trap like that?
Yep.
Once we've got her safe, I've got a notion to bomb the joint. Only I ain't got a bomb.
I just hope she's still there. I don't see any sign of that other plane.
You wouldn't. He's had enough time to either fly back to the Octopus in case we scared him off, or to fly away with Marsha to another hideout.
Now what?
I'm going to drag the field, low and slow. Want to see what sort of landing feel I've got, if any. And also take a squint at the people that live in that house, if they're still there.
You don't sound very hopeful of finding Marsha, Barney.
Bob, I got all the hope in the world. But with that Splinters guy knocking you out like he did and grounding me until I was sure you were still alive and kicking, we gave him enough time to fly to Africa and back. He's got a yellow streak, though, and that's what I'm banking on, that we scared him off so as he'd hightail back to Hong Kong. Is your safety belt still fastened?
Yep.
Well, watch it, because I'm going to land now. Pretty level spot, but we'll hit a few bumps, so hold tight.
Okay.
There. Now we'll taxi over to that shack and give it a look-see. Might keep your gun handy, Bob.
Don't worry. I had it ready before you landed.
I'll get as near to the place as I can so we'll have the protection of the plane in case they start using us for target practice.
Funny, I don't seem to see a sign of life around the place.
I don't either. But that's no sign there ain't none. Yeah. Well, here we are. Climb out, Bob. But keep under cover until we know just what kind of reception we're going to get. I'll switch on this radio telephone, too, so it'll be hot if we want to use it.
What now?
I'm going in. You cover me while I kick the door open.
Let me go in first, Barney.
No, I'm the advanced man of this outfit. Keep me covered.
Okay.
Put him up. Huh. Nobody here that I can see.
Well, then I'm coming in.
No. Hold on a little longer, Bob. They may be waiting to trap us. I'll take a look around inside.
Have you found anything yet, Barney?
No. Say, Bob, are you sure this is the house you spotted Marsha in?
Why, yes, Barney. Can't you find any trace of her in there?
Not only no trace of Marsha, but no trace of anybody. Place looks like it ain't been lived in for months.
Well, that's impossible. I saw Marsha come out of this house.
Oh, I ain't doubting your word, but it just shows you how smart that Octopus guy is.
You mean we've lost Marsha again?
I'm afraid so. And the Octopus gang has covered up their tracks here so they'd be leaving no clues as to where Splinters was taking her. No, Bob, I'm afraid we've drawn a blank. Now, let me at that short wave set.
Are you going to contact Clint?
If I can. No need to keep our movement secret now. The octopus knows darn well that we was too late to rescue Marcia. Let's see. Clint's probably at Dr. Kingsley's, unless he's already left for the Siang Dock. I'll try to get him at Kingsley's, though.
You know the doctor's new call letters and wavelength, huh?
Yeah. Flight station OC-34 calling IS-78. OC-34 calling IS-78. Standing by. Come in for a two-way conversation, please. And if you're listening in, Octopus, I hope your ears burn.
It's terrible we were so near Marcia and yet failed to free her.
Yeah, but don't let it get you down, Bob. Only way we can win is to keep on trying. In this game of cops and robbers, it all boils down to who wears out first. And let me tell you, fella, it won't be the secret police. OC-34 calling IS-78. Come in, please.
IS-78 replying to OC-34. IS-78 replying to OC-34. Standing by for two-way.
Hello, Dr. Kingsley?
Donnie?
Yeah, is Clint there?
No. Have you found Marcia?
Nope, we missed her.
What?
Yeah. It's a long story. I'll tell you when I see you. Where's Clint?
Well, he and the others went on that business they had to attend to. They didn't go alone.
Oh, I get it. Well, listen, Doc. Stand by, just in case I want to talk to you again. But the way it looks now, I think I'll fly back to Hong Kong. Get that?
Yes.
And I'm going to bring Bob Gilmore with me. He's in the mess too deep now to be living alone 200 miles up the Siang River.
Very well. I'll tell Clint in case he should return before you do.
Okay, thanks. OC-34 signing off. Well, that's that. Maybe if we fly fast, we'll get in on the fun after all.
What do you mean?
At the Siang Dock. Speed, Clint, Li Ying, and a whole mess of Hong Kong police are going to raid the joint today.
Kuan Wu.
Yes, Master.
I have had word that Speed Gibson and Clint Barlow have arrived at the waterfront. Soon they will penetrate the Siang Tunnel. That is why I have brought you here to the observation room, so that we may watch them work toward their doom.
Very ingenious, the telescopic mirrors you have arranged between this observation room and the tunnel. It makes it appear as if we were actually in the tunnel with our enemies.
You should know by now, Kuan Wu, that if I had not attended to every possible detail in my underground headquarters, I would have been discovered long ago.
And it is to be hoped that none of the passages leading to it will be discovered now, Master. It would be most unfortunate should we have to leave Hong Kong.
We shall not have to leave. To make doubly sure that the secret police will open the secret rock door that will set off the dynamite charge, I have ordered that it be left slightly open. This will give our clever police the grip that they need to open it fully and seal their doom.
Look. Look, Master. Speed Gibson and Clint Barlow are entering this young tunnel now.
That is Li Ying with them?
Yes.
Ah, good. Our net shall catch many big fish this time. See, the Hong Kong police are following them in. When the dynamite is discharged, the whole Siang Tunnel will bury them.
But the streets above, will they be affected?
No. I took precautions as to that. Those above the ground will hear a dull explosion, that is all.
But those beneath the ground will hear and feel far more.
Exactly. And all we have to do here is to wait and watch. It is a moment that I will enjoy when that dynamite blast removes Clint Barlow from my path.
Are you coming along all right, Speed?
Yeah, Clint. I'm staying close to Li Ying like you said I should.
I never should have let you talk me into bringing you along.
I promise I'd obey your orders to the letter.
That's the only reason that you did come along. Are the police following close behind Ying?
Yes, Clint. You need have no fear of a surprise attack from the Octopus band. Not only is this tunnel well guarded by our men, but the whole waterfront and the Siang neighborhood is picketed.
I know, and still I have an uneasy feeling that all is not as well as it appears.
What do you mean, Clint?
Somehow the whole thing has been too easy. Now, we're sure that a passage leading from this tunnel will take us directly to the headquarters of the Octopus, the heart of this whole organization. And yet there's been no attempt to prevent us from entering. Until it's been too easy.
Maybe he doesn't know anything about this ring.
Oh, yes, he does. There's no use kidding ourselves if he doesn't, Speed. For all we know, the Octopus may be watching every move we make.
There may be an explanation for your concern over his non-interference, Clint. Perhaps the Octopus has left Hong Kong.
Oh, gee, do you think so?
No, I don't, Speed. He would have had to pass one of our many outposts. We would have had some word of his going.
Not necessarily, Clint. Remember all that has happened within the last few hours. Our forces have been scattered. Even Barney is miles away.
Yeah. Golly, I wish I knew what he was doing. If he found Miss Marcy yet...
No, wait just a minute. Before we get started off on another tangent, let's remember what we've come here for. We have to keep our minds on the job at hand, see? Otherwise, we might overlook some small but important detail. Well, it seems to me we should be near that rock pretty soon.
Yeah. It isn't far from the Siang Dock entrance.
And this tunnel is a gloomy spot. I'd rather imagine that you were not the first victims in the Octopus imprisoned in here, Clint.
Probably not. But if I have anything to do with it, we'll be the last.
Hey, there's a rock ahead. See it? Right in the beam of my flashlight.
Yes. Oh, quiet. Quiet, everyone. Now, I advise you all to hold your tear gas bombs ready. We don't know what's awaiting in this new passageway once we gain entrance. And I believe the use of tear gas will do away with unnecessary gunplay. And you, Steve, I want you to stay out of it entirely, do you hear? You're not to go into the secret rock passage.
All right, Clint. You say so.
I do say so. Oh, here we are now. Bring your lights closer, men, so we can inspect this rock carefully.
I'll shove it a little from this side like I did when I hit it in the dark. Maybe I'll strike that same spring again.
I doubt if you could, Steve. Such a coincidence does not often happen twice.
I know, but... Hey!
What?
Look, Clint. This rock... The door is partly open. Open it up so we can get a lever in it and open it all the way. Maybe we can even do it with our hands.
Hey, wait a minute, Speed. Let me play my light over it.
See? You can just get a look in at the passage.
You're right. This is the passage, Jim.
Then it will not be long before we have the Octopus in our grasp. Men, bring the lever and pickaxes.
Maybe I can force it open with my hands.
No, Speed. Don't touch that rock.
What?
No, I mean it. Don't touch it, do you hear? Don't touch it.